Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second, the third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is hit by the pitch. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca takes first base on ball four. Averill moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is walked intentionally. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gardner moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca strikes out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Averill moves to second. Two outs. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. 1 out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grove for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Dykes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Fonseca tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell bunts between the mound and first base. Grove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Sewell for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Falk strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Falk out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodapp moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Jake Miller. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to home to get Hodapp. Gardner moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Dan Jesse pinch runs for Grover Hartley. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gardner tags and scores. Sewell tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Sewell is walked intentionally. Jesse moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 4 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Cronin pinch runs for Jimmy Dykes. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gardner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Cronin now playing second base. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Grove can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Falk moves to second. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Falk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hudlin bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-5 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4-for-6 in the game, with four singles and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-5 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gardner bunts towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morgan is hit by the pitch. Gardner moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 5 for 7 in the game, with 5 singles and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Miller scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 6 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 8 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 7 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Falk hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.